U.S. and Iraqi soldiers are on the move northeast of Baghdad. It is an offensive known as Phantom Phoenix. On Tuesday, the Pentagon released this video that it said was an airstrike against al-Qaeda forces southeast of Baghdad. And then Thursday, the military announced similar strikes on an al-Qaeda stronghold on the outskirts of Baghdad. The military called it one of the largest bombing campaigns in recent months. At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates appeared before reporters with Iraqi Defense Minister Abd al-Qadir.
As you know, 1 year ago today, the President announced a new way forward in Iraq, also known as the surge.
Gates and al-Qadir say security gains have cut the number of high-profile attacks by 60% and civilian deaths by 75%. The Iraqi government's stated goal is to replace with Iraqi troops the multinational forces, including U.S. troops. The defense minister did not say when.
We work in full coordination and we believe that we are capable of filling the gap.
Earlier this week, President Bush praised the progress in Iraq.
Improvements on the ground in Iraq are allowing some U.S. forces to return home. The strategy is called Return on Success. It has now begun.
Mr. Bush gave some of the credit to Iraqi citizen groups. Such groups have signed pledges to oppose terrorists and insurgents, leading to more peaceful neighborhoods and open markets. But critics say underlying conflicts in Iraqi society have not disappeared. Stephen Biddle is with the Private Council on Foreign Relations in Washington.
These negotiated agreements are therefore not inherently stable or self-policing.
Biddle says that lasting peace can be achieved only if an outside force is maintained in Iraq. He says the number of U.S. troops has already fallen below what experts say is needed for a peacekeeping mission in a country like Iraq.
And if we leave ourselves without sufficient forces to play this kind of peacekeeping and enforcement role, I'm concerned that we could create a self-defeating prophecy in Iraq and lose the things that we've gained at such cost and such sacrifice.
Meanwhile, as U.S. troops hunt down insurgents in Iraq's northern provinces, two explosions near Baghdad claimed at least three lives and wounded 11 others. Again, Robert Gates.
There will continue to be tough days and tough weeks. We are not done yet, by any means.
Gates says insurgents now have fewer places to hide in Iraq, but he says the current offensive does not represent the last major battle. Jim Fry, VOA News.